You're listening to All Things Considered on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined in studio by Sean Patrick Fitzsimmons and Catherine Anderson. They both teach at Pelican Rapids School System. Sean teaches band, grades 5 through 12, and Catherine is a theater director and English teacher. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
And on the phone from Toronto is Dylan Zemed. He's one of the Zemed brothers. And they recreate the Everly Brothers on stage with a show called The Everly Brothers Experience. They're coming to Pelican Rapids on Friday, August 16th. Dylan, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much.
Let's talk about the Everly Brothers Experience first, Dylan. What got you interested in recreating the sound and the story of the Everly Brothers?
Well, as my brother and I grew up traveling with our dad every summer, and he was doing the play and the musical Grease, which was set in the late 1950s, and so the first music we were ever raised on was 50s music, and you know, just being brothers and singing together, we kind of naturally found that our voices, you know, we wanted to find music that we could feature our two-part harmony and everything outside of our original material, and we started singing Everly Brothers music, and a lot of people our age just don't know about them as well as they know about Elvis or Buddy Holly. They're not as much of a household name, and it confused us because of how popular they were. And we just put this show together, and it's just taken off since then. And we're students of the music, so we're just learning so much and having a blast. It's wonderful.
Well, I went online. The EverlyBrothersExperience.com is where you can see the Zemed brothers recreate the Everly Brothers on stage. And I have to say, it reminded me of a lot of music I remember because the Everly Brothers were very popular when I was quite young. Catherine, tell us about the Pelican Rapids Fine Arts Auditorium.
The auditorium is an absolutely beautiful building. It's recent construction for our school. It has to be one of the most gorgeous auditoriums of any high school in our area. But when they were building it, you know, there were some building costs that they did not anticipate. So some things that we wanted in the auditorium needed to be taken away. And so we're raising funds now to get those things back.
And what would those things be, Sean?
Well, the first thing was the orchestra pit. We wanted an orchestra pit. We're a musical theater high school. We love to do great productions of musical theater, and it's just nice to have an orchestra pit, you know. Our next thing was an acoustic sound shell, otherwise known as an orchestra shell. That got cut completely. And then we had plans for an 8-foot Steinway grand piano. We have the room for it. It's a humidity-controlled room. Very nice room, but no Steinway piano to go in. And to do a large-scale production, we need about 32 wireless mics, and we ended up with 4. So that wasn't quite enough. We made it work for our first production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. It was great, but again, not all the actors are mic'd, and it's just not as professional as we'd like to see. And then storage space was the last thing. So obviously we can't do anything really about some of these things, but we can do something about the others.
Well, Catherine, what's the bottom line? What's the total for all of these things that Sean just ticked off there?
So total is $250,000 is what we're trying to raise. We have a nice chunk of that done right now, and we're hoping to order the orchestra shell very soon so we can have that for some of our productions this next school year. So that's so exciting for us.
The fundraiser coming up is the Everly Brothers Experience, Friday, August 16th. The show starts at 6:30 at the Pelican Rapids Fine Arts Auditorium, and it is a fundraiser. The tickets are $20. I went online, Dylan, and caught some of your performances, and they are the Everly Brothers. You guys sound really good together. You tell their story, though, too, on the stage, don't you?
Yes, we do. Hearing about the theater, man, we can't wait to come and play. All the fundraising, we're so glad to be a part of that. Can't wait. We don't impersonate at all. Like, that's kind of not what we're into. We like to bring the aesthetic. We tell their story for sure. We go through their discography and kind of do a chronological order type of thing where we go through their whole history and just their early years and the people who they were influenced by, and then their peak years, and then, you know, they have a very, very interesting, and there's somewhat of a tragic story too in terms of the music industry. It's really interesting, and Then we go into who they influenced as well. So, yeah, we kind of do a whole retrospective kind of thing.
Well, they toured with Buddy Holly. I think they got Buddy Holly and his band out of their jeans. As a matter of fact, we're wearing sport coats, looking a little spiffier. But Buddy Holly, of course, killed tragically in a plane crash in 1959. And the Everly Brothers break up in 1973 to kind of reunite 10 years later. Only one of them's left, though. I think the younger Everly brother passed away back in 2014.
Yes.
What kind of a music program do you – when you tout Pelican Rapids, Sean, what do you tell people?
Well, we as far as the school itself goes, our band program is strong, our theater program is strong, our choir program is strong. We just right now don't have the acoustical sound shell to really create satisfying performances both for the musicians and for the audience alike. So that's really where we're at. But we're looking beyond just for the kids and for the school. This is a whole community center, really. It's something that I really want to see more shows like the Everly Brothers coming in. You know, I've admired the people of Fergus Falls for many years. They've got a very artistically savvy community who attend so many of their performances at their own Center for the Arts and have a great financial backing. And really, as it turns out, a Fergus Falls arts supporter contacted us directly to help get our first concert underway, the Everly Brothers Experience. So the event is off and running, and it's going to be a very special evening for the town of Pelican Rapids. But the whole thing really started with Dick Nelson of Otto Nelson Center from Fergus Falls, kind of getting this bug in our ear and really getting this thing rolling. So,
well, you're talking about Pelican Rapids improving what is a brand-new facility, the Pelican Rapids Fine Arts Center. You mentioned Fergus Falls, Detroit Lakes with the Holmes Theater. That was my old high school a long, long time ago. And in Fargo-Moorhead, the high schools have really emphasized this sort of community experience, musical theater, big deal. What's the seating capacity of the Pelican Rapids Fine Arts Auditorium?
Seating capacity is around 500. So it's
nice size.
It's,
it's 500, yeah. And there are some seats for not seats, but spaces for handicaps. So I think theoretically, if we were to put enough wheelchairs in there and fill the place, it would we could bring in about 525.
Well, Dylan, you and your brother Zachary, the Zamed brothers, coming to Pelican Rapids High School's Fine Arts Auditorium on Friday, August 16th. What can people expect from you? What? How would you describe your show?
A bit of a Smothers Brothers thing. I'm the stupid one, so he tells all the facts, and I screw it up all the time. But so we like to have a little fun when we tell the stories, but hopefully lots of smiles and maybe some tears. That's, you know, always great.
Okay, Dylan Zamed and his brother Zachary will be in Pelican Rapids on Friday, August 16th with the Everly Brothers Experience. Thank you to Catherine Anderson and Sean Patrick Fitzsimmons at Pelican Rapids High School as well. Good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us today.
Thank you.